This is Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hanat Baba. Now it's time for Audiograph, the Bay Area's sonic signature. Here's Audiograph's Julie Kane.
This week, we've been playing you a Bay Area sound that's all about sound.
You see, I've looked this thing over. I thought there had to be microphones in there.
Brianna! Wait, can you hear me? Jose!
Do you hear me?
Malaika, can you hear me?
Can you hear me?
Can you hear me?
Yes? Good. Okay. To tell us the story behind those sounds, we sent KALW's Sarah Curtis to a stretch of Market Street, right between the Powell Street and Montgomery Street BART stations. It's an art installation that has people talking and listening.
I'm Sean Lottie. I'm the founding director for the Studio for Public Spaces at the Exploratorium.
Do you hear me?
Wait, can you hear me?
Talk right into that.
Oh, like in this. Okay, Mayor. Hey, can you hear this?
When you're walking along Market Street, when something odd pops up, which is anything that's not square or sharp-cornered, it kind of attracts your eye. And it's this rounded form, shaped a bit like an ellipsoid.
Concave, concrete slab-looking thing. I know they have them at Exploratorium, too.
2 7-foot dishes that kind of rise out and point at each other, kind of with intention. And in the middle of these two dishes are stools, kind of short stools. So there's not much to wonder about what you're supposed to do. You're supposed to sit in the chair.
Is there a sweet spot?
Right here
is the sweet spot? So it's right above the center of the stool then.
And from that point forward, it's all about what you choose to explore or wonder about.
So how quietly can I... I'm speaking just...
I can hear you perfectly.
You can hear me perfectly.
People often kind of make a small initial gesture. Like, can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Louder.
Louder.
Oh, hello.
Hi.
Hi.
And they're shocked when the other person says, oh, yeah, I can hear you, and you're so close.
Can you hear me?
Oh, wait, I heard you a
little bit. Oh, now. Oh, my God.
You found the sweet spot.
I can't believe it.
So it's squeezing the distance down with one sense. Your eyes are telling you you're far away from each other, but your ears are saying you're right up next to each other.
So what? The sound is going like something like... It's like when we had two cans and we put a string between them.
Yeah, so the sound and the parabolic dishes are being focused from your mouth back to the dishes and then out in a parallel lines to the other dish.
It's like a laser. My voice is being directed like a laser to your dish.
Put your arm down. You're interfering with my reception.
Is this my ear or is this my trumpet for my voice? Or both? I think it's both, right?
I love the process of inquiry where it's just allowed to be. And it's okay to ask what something is or what the answer is when you're curious, but it's a terrible thing to give somebody an answer in some ways.
You see, I've looked this thing over. I thought there had to be microphones in there. There has to be something, you know.
You know, we call it kind of a social wrecking ball. Like, you talk to people you wouldn't otherwise talk to. You do things you wouldn't otherwise do.
My name is Ricardo Don Rico Ramon. I rode out here on a horse all the way from Oklahoma to come see these beautiful San Francisco ladies.
I'm hearing about this gentleman's life story about crossing the border right now, and I could hear everything. It's like he's right here next to me.
He can talk to us.
Yep.
No, we hear you, buddy.
We hear you.
Now, there's something else that I've noticed. As people walk by the street, somehow they enter into that beam, and I can hear them talk about stock deals. I can hear them talk about whether or not their wife is mad at them or not. I'm not kidding you.
You know, you're picking up that sound from the person across from you, but you're also picking up sound from around them as trains roll by. There's the ambient sound is magnified. So it's a bit like being in a small cave where things are resonating. And so the quality of sound becomes a little bit dreamy. You know, it's not modified with electronics. It's physically bouncing around, and I think you get a real visceral sense for the physicality of sound when you're in those dishes. So there's this dissonance in the way you're experiencing it, which is a really nice counterpoint, I think, to what happens on Market Street, which is you're really close to everybody, but you can't really talk to anybody.
Thanks to KALW's Sarah Curtis for taking us to those whispering dishes on Market Street. Now, I pass by those dishes at least once every week, and I always sit down. And it seems like a lot of you do, too.
Hi.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
Yes, good morning. I'm calling about the Bay Area sound thingy.
The audiograph. I think that today's audiograph is the... I couldn't think of the name of... Kind of like an echo or a sound reflection...
Parabolic.
Audio parabolic.
Art echo.
Device.
I think they're called whispering...
Whispering.
Dishes.
At the Exploratorium,
where you...
can talk to somebody 20 feet away from you.
See, in the background, you can hear the... people are trying to talk to each other, and they're always surprised when they hear each other.
What do you think about that?
Our winner this week is Javier Colon. Congratulations, Javier. We're going to send you a KALW t-shirt.